So glad to be here in Hurricane Hole, Florida. In the heart of the Redneck Riviera. Isn't this a great place to live? I mean, it really is. We got rednecks and cowboys and candlestick makers and condominium takers down here. It's the biggest mishmash of people, I tell people, everywhere I go you've ever seen in your life. Rich folks, poor folks, everybody down here just together in a big old pile. No place represents that more than Destin. They have Plum Run, that little fishing village. You can spend Canadian money in Destin, Florida now. It's the only place I've ever seen a Bass Pro Shop right next to a Saks Fifth Avenue. True story. You can get a double chocolate latte in a John Deere dealership in Destin, Florida. I'm telling the truth. I've never seen anything like it. Now, what I'm about to tell you is the truth. I love living here. Now, I'm going to tell you some lies tonight, but this is the truth. 10 years ago, Opal came and took my house away. I live out on Pensacola Beach. You know, that's real southern. I believe anybody who lives north of I-10 is a Yankee. And Opal came and took my house, just took the roof off of it, knocked everything down, it was just crazy. Friends from all over America called me. Oh man, we can't believe it's happened to you. Are you okay? Can we put you on our prayer list? Is there anything we can do for you? I said, no, we'll make it, I'll be all right. 10 years later, after I rebuilt that house, Ivan came and took it again. Same people call. Bubba, are you okay? Friends and fans and everybody called. You know, I can't believe it just happened to you again. Do you need anything? No, we'll be all right. We're tough here. We can handle this. We rebuilt the house. 11 months later, moved in it, lived in the house 21 days. And Dennis came and took it again. Same people call. But this time, the phone calls were a little different. They're calling up saying, Bubba, are you stupid? They say, man, you don't need insurance, you need luggage. I got a t-shirt made, said I'm rebuilding my house on the beach in Florida. If you're gonna be stupid, you gotta be tough. 15 storms in 20 months, that's just too much. But it's like, we learn to live with it. It's where we live, it's who we are. You know, I tell people everywhere I go, you know, and that's been a little more in the news than lately. It's just, I say, well, you know, it's like where you live, you have, you know, natural disasters. And they go, yeah. And, you know, Category 1 comes along. We don't even pull the patio furniture in, man. You know. Category 1, we ain't even going to get excited. Might not even come home early from work. Category 2, big waves are starting to come in, man. All the little surfer dudes are out there. You know, time for a hurricane party. No big deal, Category 2. They're out there surfing. Big waves coming on Pensacola Beach. We also got a shark problem there. I call them surfers triscuits. You know what a triscuit is? It's a long cracker with a little piece of meat on it. And all the triscuits are out there surfing. But you know, there ain't nothing funny about a Category 3 and a 52-foot wave called Ivan coming at you. That just wasn't funny. But we did have one good thing happen. We had a Cuban that escaped Havana and made it all the way to Pensacola, Florida in 18 minutes on an ironing board.